So one vote for the airport out that way. Let's talk to Captain James Nixon. Well, former captain. Well, I think he's still a captain, like presidents of the United States. We still call him captain because he was in charge of the A380 Airbus. James, good afternoon to you.
G'day, Darren. How are you going?
Yeah, really well. What are your thoughts on this proposed airport out at Kooyarrup?
Build it and they will come.
Yes, I thought you might say that.
It's a great idea. I'd like them to speak to pilots. You being a meteorologist like me, we would like to land into wind and take off into wind. Now, this does a lot of good things. It stops crashes, so it makes less crashes, makes it much more comfortable for passengers and also for horses and other freight that you're moving around if you go have an airport. You want to take off and land into wind if you can. It's much more efficient for the airliners and much less damage to the undercart and bits of the aircraft. So we'd like a runway that looks after the two weather conditions in Melbourne most of all. One that faces into the southwest, which is what I think they're proposing, but also a northerly. Because the cats come out at night, we have a thing called katabatic winds.
Yeah, that comes over the mountains, the katabatic winds. Yeah, I know them.
And they come out and they head towards the sea, which is why the big aeroplanes land into the north in the mornings in Melbourne. And it's a very often used runway direction, a north runway. And also those really hot, horrible, windy days in summer we get there, very strong north winds as well.
Yeah.
So I want two runways.
Right.
A runway that faces north and a runway that faces southwest.
Makes sense.
Can you arrange that? They're going to be about 4 kilometres long.
Yeah.
Because whoever makes this thing is going to make it, and it's going to build up an industry around it. If you could knock up a maglev train that does 412 kilometres an hour and take it out to the east towards Bairnsdale and Lakes Entrance, all that area could start opening right up and you could put millions of people down there. So this airport could eventually be something very big for Australia.
And what about dairy farmers like the one we just spoke to? Because there's a lot of rural area around airports. He could still be happy down there milking his cows, couldn't he?
Yeah, the new generation aircraft are very, very quiet these days. And you'd want to have it without a curfew. But for a start, there's a few dairy farmers that are going to retire very soon. By that time, they sell their land to the airport corporation. Mm. So he'd be living in bliss on a desert island somewhere, drinking cocktails most of the time. And the rest of them would be very happy to have the access to the world markets. And I think that's the reason that this airport's going to go ahead.
Do you reckon it will? You're rubber stamping it to say that, yes, this was a good idea and it will eventually be built.
Well, it makes a lot of sense if they're going to start going or continue this southeast and eastward corridor down the Latrobe Valley. The valley itself, not very nice meteorologically. In winter, it gets pretty clouded in because of the meteorological aspect. But certainly, as the population expands further east, I can see a much bigger city moving out that way.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, James, good to talk to you.
My pleasure.
And we'll speak again soon, no doubt. How's retirement? You're loving it?
Yeah, fantastic. Writing more books.
We must get you on to talk about that in a future date as well. You've written a great book about the missing Malaysian aeroplane. So we'll get you on about that once the book is released. Well, it is released.
It is released.
Yeah, how do we get one?
Well, you can get it on Amazon Kindle, and paperbacks will be available in Australia very soon, so watch this space.
All right, we'll get you on the weekend and discuss further at some stage. Captain James Nixon, pilot with the A380 Airbus for Emirates. It's 5 to 3.